We get things started right away with a guy that we have not talked to since the football season, but always love having on the show for Monday Night Football, and very busy this time of year at ESPN College Basketball, Sean McDonough with us. Sean, thanks for checking in.
Always my pleasure, Rich. How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. We appreciate you making time on this very busy time of year where I'm guessing you're spending a lot of time in airports.
Yeah, very busy. Looking forward to it. It's an exciting time of the year, especially if you like college basketball. And I'll be heading out to Albany. We have the Metro Atlantic Conference Championship game on Monday night, and then I'll head down to New York right after that and do the ACC tournament next week. So an exciting time, and really looking forward to it.
So, Sean, from all the teams you've seen this year, not looking ahead to the championship, but who's playing the best basketball right now?
Well, I think the teams that are right up there at the top of the rankings, you know, they have earned it. Kansas, I think Villanova's had another tremendous year, obviously. I think Gonzaga's for real. I know when they lost the other day, some people were saying, ah, here we go. You know, it's going to be a typical Gonzaga team. They're going to win their league and get in the tournament and not do much. But I think this might be the most talented team that he's had. I think the problem is going to be the West is so loaded. It'll be interesting to see when the selection committee seeds the teams and moves them around into the various brackets, you know, who stays out West, because, you know, Oregon, UCLA, Gonzaga, Arizona, they're all really good, so I'm sure they won't all be in the West, but, you know, I think it's too bad. I think they're all kind of Final Four caliber teams, and just by the bracketing, I'm sure that at least a few of them will be together. I've been saying, I think North Carolina, to me, has as much talent as anybody. I was very disappointed with the way they played Monday night in the game that we did at Virginia. It was basically a no-show, but, you know, they have a lot of the same guys who lost the heartbreaker in the championship game. And, you know, if I was filling out a bracket right now, I think I'd still think long and hard about North Carolina.
That Virginia team seems to bring that out in a lot of people, the way they play the game.
Yeah, they play, you know, great defense, pack line defense with Tony Bennett, which he learned from his dad. Dick Bennett was a terrific coach, and, you know, they play really hard. I think North Carolina, because they had beaten Virginia at home by 24 points 9 days before, I think they thought they were just going to walk into UVA the other night and win the game, and, you know, Virginia makes you earn it because they play hard and they play great defense, and they played enough defense. You know, I think if they're going to do anything in the tournament, you know, Virginia's going to have to play the way they did the other night, which is turn you over and then take advantage of those turnovers to turn them into offense, because they just can't score well enough. They don't have enough scorers to play half-court offense and score enough to beat a good team.
As somebody who grew up watching the great John Wooden teams, I just love, and I think it's great for college basketball to see the UCLA Bruins back up there in a position of prominence.
Yeah, I agree, and they're fun to watch. You know, that Lonzo Ball is, we were just here at lunch with some friends out in Arizona right now, and the Phoenix Suns, where my brother's the GM, they're going to have a very high pick. And we were actually just talking at lunch about Lonzo Ball, the freshman guard. A lot of people are comparing him to Jason Kidd. And, you know, I agree with you completely. I think, you know, college basketball is a lot better when UCLA is good, and they're really good. They're another team that could win the whole thing.
Well, you mentioned Ball, and you look around at you guys like Frank Nason. This seems to be a year where there are a lot of great guards in college basketball.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, my brother, in his situation here with the Suns, the strength of their team really is guards. They have good young guards, Eric Bledsoe, Devin Booker. You know, if anything in the draft, ideally they'd, you know, like a terrific front court player. But unfortunately, it looks like most of the best players in this draft are going to be guards. Fultz at Washington is another, you know, standout freshman who'll be one and done. And, you know, I think it's quite possible he and Ball will be one and two in the draft in no particular order. But and I think any team would be happy to have either one of them.
We're talking with Sean McDonough here on Downtown. One of the great stories of the basketball season has been the end of that long drought by Northwestern. That's exciting for all, I think, fans of sport, not only college basketball.
Yeah, I was really excited. I like Chris Collins a lot, the coach. You know, I've enjoyed the shots of his dad, Doug Collins, agonizing in the stands. You know, I can certainly relate to that. You know, I mentioned a couple times already my brother being the GM of the Suns, and you know, when you love somebody that much, whether it's your son or your brother or whatever it is, you know, you want so desperately for them to succeed, it can be agonizing to watch. You want it so much for them. But, you know, that's another great story. I think they're certainly in the tournament now. I can't imagine any scenario by which they wouldn't be in. And it's definitely one of the great stories of this college basketball season.
I love looking around at some of those sometimes overlooked teams, and one of them that's risen into the top 20 is St. Mary's. Have you seen them? And if you have, how good are they?
I've just seen them really good. You know, I think they're kind of typical of what they've been for the last several years. You know, the kind of team that could definitely get in the NCAA tournament and win a couple games, you know, get to the second weekend for sure. You know, Gonzaga, they don't get a lot of credit just because the perception of their league isn't very good, and that's probably fair because there are a lot of teams in that league that aren't very good, but it doesn't mean the teams at the top like Gonzaga and St. Mary's aren't good, because I think they really are. So yeah, they're definitely a team to watch. I don't think there are that as many, you know, sleeper teams. I think the tournament bracket this year, the field is going to be comprised more of sort of middle, almost the bottom of the pack power, will be filled up with, you know, the quote-unquote mid-majors. So I don't think there's going to be too many of those Cinderella teams like we've seen in the past that, you know, very few people have heard of who wind up winning a couple of games and getting a lot of attention.
You mentioned doing the ACC tournament. How many teams do you see coming out of the ACC into the tourney field?
Well, and I think that'll be interesting. I think it goes to what we were just talking about, and I think some of it obviously is still to be played out. You know, I think 9, I would say, for sure. And I think there's a good possibility of even more than that. I mean, Syracuse, my alma mater, as usual, is on the bubble. You know, Georgia Tech on the bubble. Clemson and Wake Forest on the bubble. So, you know, I think that makes the conference tournament very important to them. The great thing about playing in a league like that is, you know, there's great opportunity when you get to the conference tournament to go in and knock off a Duke or a Louisville or a Notre Dame and really enhance your resume. So I think the conference tournaments are going to be important for teams like that and other teams in the power conferences that are in the bottom half but are still hoping to get into the NCAA.
Sean, not to make anybody one of your favorites or anything like that, but is there a coach or a couple out there that you especially enjoy working with? Because when you talk to them, they're pretty forthcoming and get away from some of the coach speak, but really open up a window to what's happening with their team.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. You know, Jay Billis and Bill Raftery and I, when we used to work together on the Big Mondays, once a year or so at lunch during the season, we'd sort of make our list of who we think are the five best guys, you know, among the coaches, just as people, you know, people we enjoy being around and talking to, in addition to being outstanding coaches. And, you know, the fellows I'm sitting here having lunch with here in Arizona, we were actually just talking about Jay Wright from Villanova, who is one of the all-time good guys. Matter of fact, when they won the national championship last year in Houston, I was doing the game for ESPN's international feed. And when we were off the air, I walked up onto the court and went over and congratulated Jay. And I said to him, I don't know if I'd be happier if this had happened to me. And he said, you know, the cool thing about that is I know you mean that. And I really, Jay's just such a good person. Mark Few at Gonzaga is the same way. Tom Izzo at Michigan State is not only a Hall of Fame coach, but really a Hall of Fame good guy. I'm trying to think who else. I don't know if I said Mike Bray at Notre Dame, but he's outstanding. There's a lot of them. You know, Jim Boeheim has become a really good friend of mine over the years. He can be a little crotchety, but deep down inside, he's really a good person. And there are a lot of them. I enjoy, it's one of the things I enjoy about the job is that you meet a lot of people who are great at what they do. And in most instances, they're good people as well.
Well, on our list of good guys in the business, you're right there at the top, Sean. We really appreciate you making a little time for us here this afternoon, and we look forward to talking with you again down the road.
Always my pleasure, Rich. And I would say the same thing back to you. You're clearly a nice and talented person, and it's my great pleasure to be with you. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you very much, Sean. We look forward to seeing you on the games.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's Sean McDonough here on Downtown ESPN, talking college basketball with us here.